This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why anonymous feedback masks broken culture. What happened? Companies increasingly rely on anonymous feedback systems to understand what employees actually think. The idea is simple: strip away the name, get the truth. But the debate around these systems is heating up, because anonymity is a double-edged tool. It can unlock honesty, or it can weaponize cowardice, depending entirely on how leaders handle what comes through the pipeline. The communication angle. Here is the lesson: anonymity does not fix a broken feedback culture. It just puts a mask on it. The reason companies turn to anonymous surveys is because their people do not feel safe speaking up directly. That is a leadership failure, not a system problem. When you hand someone a mask and ask them to finally tell the truth, you are admitting that your environment punishes honesty. The mask treats the symptom. The disease is still spreading underneath. Anonymous feedback does have genuine value in one specific situation: the first time you use it. When you're starting from zero and have no idea what your team actually thinks, an anonymous survey can give you a real baseline. It surfaces buried problems. It tells you what conversations are not happening in the open. That is useful data. Use it once, take it seriously, and then build something better. The problem is what most organizations do next. They treat the anonymous survey as a permanent solution rather than a diagnostic tool. Year after year, employees check the same boxes, leaders read the same reports, and nothing changes. The feedback loop becomes a performance. People learn that honesty without accountability produces nothing, so the survey scores drift toward the middle, safe and meaningless, and everyone pretends the system is working. Here is what good communicators do instead. They create what I call a named safety culture, an environment where people can speak difficult truths with their names attached because they have seen those truths received well before. You build that by doing three things consistently. First, when someone gives you hard feedback publicly, you thank them specifically, not generically. Thank you for your input means nothing. Thank you for telling me the rollout timeline was unrealistic. You were right, and here is what changes means everything. Second, you follow up on feedback visibly. Post what you heard, post what you decided, and post why. Third, you protect the people who spoke up by never, even subtly, treating the candor as a liability. Anonymous feedback is a crutch. Use it to diagnose, then throw it away and build legs. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on creating conditions for honest conversation gives you a framework for building the kind of trust that makes anonymous systems unnecessary. The goal is not to extract truth through workarounds. The goal is to become the kind of communicator and leader that people tell the truth to directly. The takeaway. After your next team meeting, send one direct message to one person who said something useful or challenging. Name exactly what they said and tell them what you will do with it. Do this publicly if the context allows. One specific acknowledgement does more for your feedback culture than any survey platform on the market. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.